This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the talent crumble. You need the yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be. Hey, Bert.
Hey, Ben.
How are you?
I'm good. Are we live? I heard a pause there. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to steal your thunder and lead in. We have a full show, and I was ready to take over, but silence.
That's what you're supposed to do. But no, Jason fixed it. You know, Bert, I just want to let you know that if you want to let some of the people who are invading the United States through the southern border, Kansas City, Kansas, is welcoming them with a $15,000 gift. And the program's called Choose Topeka, as in Topeka, Kansas. So, you know, if y'all want to tell the invaders that, you know, that have invaded your town, they can go to Kansas City, Kansas, and they'll get a gift.
Vincent, I think I see some farm workers on the ranch next to you. They just put down their shovels and harvesting equipment, and I think they're walking over to Topeka.
Bert, did you ever think that anything like this would be going on in your country when you grew up?
No, you know, you want to be a welcoming country, Vince, but, you know, they did a survey, and they found literally half of the people in the world living right now would come to the United States to live if there were means for them to do it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what do you do? It's a difficult situation, but I know my grandparents came over here legally through Ellis Island in New York, and I'm pretty sure if they had a criminal background or some deadly disease, they would have been put back on the ship and sailed back to where they came from across the Atlantic. So,
yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And my grandparents did the same thing. They came in on a ship around 1900 to Ellis Island. As a matter of fact, they have a museum at the in Ellis Island, you know, and there are pictures, photographs on the wall in this museum. I guess it's behind glass of some of the immigrants that came in through Ellis Island. You were processed. And there were some requirements to become a U.S. citizen. You had to know a little bit about the Constitution. You had to know who the presidents were. You had to know the history of the United States. English, you know, you had to speak some English. So there were some requirements. You just didn't come in and say, you know, where's my Nike sneakers? And so they have this museum. And the picture of my grandparents when they were young coming through there is in the museum to this day.
Wow.
So it's great to know that your grandparents came there, through too.
Yeah.
Hey, Bert, I just wanted to mention this. This is disgusting. There's a guy who, I guess people call him the president. He called Trump, Donald Trump. This is the headlines. I'll just read it. This is This is unpresidential. Unpresidential. This is outrageous. Quote, Biden calls Trump a sick, and then there's a letter F and some asterisks, and a F, some asterisk, I-N-G, A, some asterisks, hole in private. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Could you imagine Adlai Stevenson saying that to Eisenhower when they were running for president? Or, honestly, even I can remember as a really young child, the first election, Kennedy and Nixon. I mean, they didn't talk to each other like that.
This is absolutely outrageous. And our Congress should say, you know what? This is unpresidential. This is a leadership style that is detrimental to the United States. You are being impeached like this afternoon. But that's not what's happening.
Yeah.
He should have been thrown out of office, you know, I don't know, maybe day number two. Never should have been in office. But anyway, Bert, what's on these?
Well, let me just say honestly, Vince, and this is just something I think a lot of class listening probably feels the same way. Why does somebody even run for public office nowadays? I mean, you have to really give gratitude to those who step up and do, at least if they're in it for the right reasons. I mean, if they're in it to feather their, you know, their wallet, that's different. But a lot of people do step up, and you wonder, why do they do it when you have to go through that kind of ridicule? I mean, it's pretty bad, Ben. So I admire those who do step up. I know, and again, we're not talking politics generally on in our class, but I did hear this morning Senator Lee, he's a senator from Utah, and I would say to class, if you have a chance, listen to the speech he just gave. They're putting a bill forth that has been worked on, Vince, I didn't know this happened. It's been worked on by a law firm for the past 4 months. A law firm, and he calls it the firm, is developing this bill. It's just going to come out this weekend or Monday. And he's saying, what's going on here? They're expecting us to vote on this bill in a matter of days. We don't know what's in it. We haven't had anything to do with preparing it because apparently the Senate, Vince, do you know this? The Senate hired a law firm to write this bill. It's going to come out, and they're being asked to vote on it in a week. And it's apparently 1,000 pages. And
let me share this with you.
I got to give a shout out to Senator Lee because I really admire him as a senator. So thank you to those in the state of Utah listening to us now who voted for him.
So here's what I know. In Washington, D.C., there are companies who write boilerplate bills, exactly what you're talking about. And if you wonder why it is that one state will have a gun registration bill, and then you find out that two other states have it, and then there's like five of them. They all have the same kind of a bill at the same time. It's almost like they're working together. So that does happen, and I know that there are companies who write these bills for these lazy parasites who claim to be representatives of the people. And here's what happens. I actually saw this firsthand in Missouri, and there was a bill to ban AR-15s. AK-47s, magazines greater than 10 rounds, shotguns with specific grips. And it was the same bill that was in other states. And Rory Ellinger and Jill Shoup from Missouri were involved in this. It was written for them. And these are nobodies. These are nobody representatives. And I believe what happened was that these weaklings are approached by these boilerplate bill writing firms. And they say, you know what, you can rise up and be recognized in your state. And we'll do all the work. Here's the bill. and you see where it says your name goes here? You put your name there. And then you get a few other guys and gals to sign it, and off you go. It will help you. But that's the truth.
Yeah, and if you don't sign it, you don't get funding for your campaign.
This is outrageous.
So we got to, I don't know how we do it, Vince, but we got to change, I mean, the way bills are being prepared. I think this is something new. I mean, I'm sure there are consultants always involved, but literally just handing, and both parties do this, and both parties are responsible for this bill. So this isn't a, you know, partisan point. We have to change the way these bills are being prepared in abstract with not even the senators and representatives, or for that matter, the vast majority of their staff being involved in it. It's coming from the leadership of both parties, and they think this is an efficient way to do it. But Vince, it's just separating the people from the representatives in Washington who are supposed to be representing them. I mean, this is like governing the country in some abstract fashion. Vince, let's move on from politics, though, because we're here to talk about technology a little bit, finance. And Vince, I wanted to lead with this morning for class. It's rare you find a story that intersects the major topics we talk about in my class on USA Prepares, Vince. A major U.S. company, U.S. international European auto company, has cut off funding for their EV subsidiary, and their stock has shot up, actually boomed. And it's rare you see something like this that intersects both, the technology, the market, and finance. And we've talked a lot about how EVs are piling up on dealer lots. Well, Volvo has decided to, shut down their EV subsidiary, although apparently this morning there's another story that the Chinese partner of Volvo is going to continue funding it. But Volvo's stepping away and realizing that there's only so many EVs that the market is going to take until we can improve them, and their stock has shot up the last couple of days since the announcement, Vince. So I know you and I, differ a little bit on EVs. I think that I've come out against them in the sense that we're doing too much too fast. We need to slow down the pace of development because they're not being manufactured right. We're not mining the elements right. We don't know how to recycle them. They don't have all the benefits they claimed. And, the market's proven that. You're almost totally against them. But it's interesting, Vince, to see where the marketplace of finance has responded in a positive way, saying, right on Volvo, and they're being rewarded for it as we speak.
When you say I'm almost totally against electric vehicles, are you talking about cars? Something that would be the equivalent of a four-door sedan or...
Well, even more so.
Like that.
Well, even more so, the size of the vehicle, because the bigger the vehicle, the less it makes sense to electrify it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's exactly right, that I'm almost totally against them. I don't think that's quite right. I am 100% against them. You are being very polite. I am 100% electric vehicles. And Volvo was... The management should be fired. The board of directors should be disbanded. And the CEO should be thrown out.
And every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. You know, Bert, you might remember this. Volvo was an absolutely great car company. They built a four-cylinder engine, cast iron block, large main bearings on the crankshaft, large rod bearings, connecting rod bearings, and it would go a million miles. No exaggeration. It was designed to do that, and it was understressed, so they overbuilt the engine, so it would just last and last. Matter of fact, some of the ads that they would show, they would take one Volvo and put another Volvo on top of it, and another Volvo on top of that, stack them. It's like, you want to try this with, you know, some other brand? But the one that we had, I bought one, I don't know if you ever saw it, it was a Volvo 740, my company car that I bought for my company was a Volvo 740 turbo wagon. Did you ever see that? It was silver and black. Did you ever see that?
I don't think so, Vince, but not surprised you'd buy one because, you know what, they held up really well in the Northeast. In the snow environment.
Here's the rest of the story. I liked it so well.
Mine,
I believe, was an 86, and it's so good that I found one and bought it used, both of them. I found a 1990 for my mom, bought hers. And hers was a black one. And there's an ad, and you can look this up. You can just go to the internet and type in Volvo 740 turbo wagon ad. And what they did was they put a Volvo wagon, you know, almost on a starting line, right next to a Lamborghini Countach. And they hooked their Lamborghini Countach up to the equivalent of a small U-Haul trailer. And they said the basic idea behind the Volvo turbo wagon is these two setups can do about the same thing. But the Volvo wagon will do what the Lamborghini will do, but it'll cost you $150,000 less. It's a great ad. I mean, they had some brilliant, brilliant marketing people at Volvo. They blew it. They absolutely blew it. And so they lost their mind and they said, you know what? We don't need any internal combustion engines. We're going all electric. Right? All electric. And they said, whoa, that was dumb. And the market responded when they finally pulled the plug on the electric vehicles. And then the stock went up 26% in, like, I don't know, 72 hours?
Yeah, something like that. Pretty amazing. Yeah, Vince, those cars...
So, in my world...
Snow and water and...
Yeah. In my world, I don't own stock in any company. But if I own stock in Volvo, I would be supporting an overthrow of the entire board of directors and the CEO for mismanaging the company. I absolutely would. And I would do the same thing with Ford, too. And I'd do the same thing with Chevrolet, too. All of these companies who have mismanaged, squandered a fortune, multiple fortunes, on this ridiculous idea of these electric vehicles being viable. And so what do you do with the electric vehicles? That's easy. If you can't sell them or they quit, you bring them to Delaware and you leave them there. And you let Joe deal with it. Because he caused this mess. Bert?
Well, Vince, more breaking news on the EV front. We were prepared to talk about a couple of, Vince, I was going to say small recalls for Teslas, and there's a couple of them. But then this morning comes through, Tesla recalls all its vehicles, over 2 million cars. Basically, with a couple of very tiny exceptions, every car they've built in the United States. And just getting into this, so this is literally breaking within hours, but apparently the purpose of the recall, and I'm sure somebody must have figured this is serious, but it's because of the font size on the instrument panel. And they're saying that people are not able to properly see and control brakes, park, anti-lock system, and warning lights, making, well, the lights hard to read, Vince, and increasing the risk of a crash. So this is virtually every Model S, Model X, Model 3, Model Y, and Cybertruck.
They deserve it. They deserve it.
The Arco Super T helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the T is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Hanya Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. Bert, I'm chuckling. This is retarded. You know, Tesla having to recall all of its vehicles because the font on the display regarding the braking system, parking brake, you know, those kinds of things, the brake, the park, and the anti-lock brake warning lights have a smaller font than required by the federal safety standards. How's this happen? It happens because they have a display and they put everything in the display and somebody wasn't paying attention. Somebody wasn't paying attention saying it. You know, the people who drive these Teslas, they have a lot of money. And maybe some of them are like 50 years old. And you know, when you get to be 50 years old, your eyesight doesn't get better. It gets worse. Wouldn't it be nice if, you know, we can have the owner, the driver, the behind the wheel person of this vehicle be able to see what we're trying to tell them as a warning? the people who have approved these designs should be fired. I remember Andy Gibbs, USA Preparers instructor, got in my Alfa Romeo. I think it was about, maybe a 78. Alfa Romeo Alfetta GT. It's a gorgeous car. And Andy was in the passenger seat in California with you and I and Andy, you know, working together. And Andy's trying to get the seatbelt to work. And he stops fumbling with the seatbelt. He looks at me. And I can remember this. It's a great line. Who approved this design? Now, Andy's a mechanical engineer. He didn't say who designed it. He wanted to know who approved it. Because it was ridiculous. He's right. So, Bert, this is not a problem with Chevrolet. At least in the older models. Because if there were a check engine light, there's a little kind of an icon shaped like an engine. And it lights up yellow. So it's not like you can't see it. It's real clear. It's like the size of a postage stamp. You can see it. Bright yellow on the dash, check engine. The brake warning light, big red warning light. Okay, so it's really clear. But because they put all of this cool, neat stuff on a small screen, that's where the problem lies. Too much technology, too fast, and nobody's paying attention. But it's not just Tesla. It's shampoo. Seriously, I mean, some of us wear reading glasses. Some of us wear glasses all the time. Some of us have bi and trifocals. Well, if you get in the shower, you probably don't have your glasses on. And you go pick up the shampoo, and it's the same color as the conditioner. But when the bottles are opaque, you can't read because these morons use the same. I guess they fired people from Tesla and they hired them to label shampoo bottles. Little tiny font, and you can't see whether it says shampoo or conditioner.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Bert?
Yeah. Vince, I'm looking at the safety recall report. And in class, you can look this up. It's on the NHTSA. That's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website. It's NHTA recall number 24V, as in Victor-051, Tesla Inc., 1 Tesla Road, Austin, Texas. Number of potentially involved vehicles, 2,193,869. Estimated potential percentage of vehicle fleet with defect 100%. They actually give the company phone number in Austin. You can look that up. And then they list the vehicles one by one, Vince. The Tesla S, the Tesla X, the Tesla 3, the Tesla Y, the Cybertruck. And then down at the bottom, description of noncompliance on affected vehicles, the letter font size of the brake part and anti-lock brake system. Visual warning indicators is smaller than 3 millimeter as prescribed in FMVSS numbers 105 and 135, and it's sublisted as section 105 hydraulic and electric brake system. Vince, I'm guessing these are text on the display, so I don't think they have to, like, you know, pull lights out and put new lights and indicators in them.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So it should be done with software. Yeah. They don't have to, like, start getting in there with screwdrivers and soldering irons and replacing lights.
No, but I agree.
Yeah, but you wonder how they could have caught it in 100% of the fleet. Yeah.
They could have caught this right away if somebody was paying attention. You know? Here at USA Prepares, we have a mechanism for this kind of thing. I'm serious. You might have heard me say over and over and over and over, hey, if you've got any suggestions on how I, Vincent Finelli, can do a better job, send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com. Thank you so much. So that's a quality control feedback loop. Okay, that's what that is. Per what you're talking about, 3 millimeters, that's like the size of the font on a computer flat panel display, you know, if you're reading a book. Now, most people don't read a book at, you know, highway speeds. You know, you're bouncing around. It's hard to focus when you're bouncing around, you know, hitting bumps and weaving in and out. And you can't, it's not like reading a screen on a website, because you can't concentrate and keep your eyes on there like you can on your computer screen, like I'm doing right now. You got to make sure you don't crash into things. This is beyond stupid. Do you have that telephone number, Bert? I want to call them, and I want to tell them I'd like to do an investigative report. Do you have that number?
Sure, Vince. Tesla, Inc., area code. They kind of mesh this together, but I can pull it apart. Area code 650.
Wait. they meshed it together? Like, you can't read that either?
Well, Vince, I think this is probably more the government system here than anything we need to blame Tesla for. They don't put dashes or parentheses or anything like that. They just spit out a series of, ten digits, Vince, or, 3 plus 3 plus 4. It's area code 650-681-5000. And that's Tesla.
So, Class, if you want to call Tesla, I mean, I'm sure they'll have thousands of people answering the phone for you. 650-681-5000. I wrote that down, Bert, and I'm going to give them a call. I'll see if I can call them maybe during the weekend, and I'll tell them that I'm Vincent Fennelli. I'm an investigative journalist, and I'd like to report on the radio what this is all about. Now, I'm sure they're going to tell me chapter and verse.
Yeah, and... And Vince, diving into this report, it's several pages long. I do see where they're saying at no cost to customers, all affected vehicles are going to receive an over-the-air software remedy, which will begin deploying to certain affected vehicles in late January 2024. Well, it's interesting how they say that. The report came out the second to last day of January 2024, and software release number 2023.44.30.13. The remedy increases the letter of the font size for the brake, park, and anti-lock brake system, visual warning indicators so that they will not be less than 3.2 millimeters as prescribed in FMVSS number 105 and 135. The remaining vehicles, and I'm not sure how they picked who gets it and who doesn't, will receive the same over-the-air software remedy with an upcoming release to be provided in early February 2024. Tesla does not plan to include a statement in the owner notification about pre-notice reimbursement to owners because there is no paid repair relating to the underlying conditions. And owners will receive the remedy free of charge with an over-the-air software release. So there you have it, Vince. So if you might be in your Tesla now listening to USA Prepares on the Internet, which you can now receive in a lot of cars, and you might want to call your dealer to make sure you know how to do, should happen automatically, but you might want to just call your dealer and see if you're on the list to get this and make sure it's downloaded to your vehicle properly and it works.
Bert, just slightly off topic, just slightly. You've got a plug-in hybrid. Now, that was a Ford, and they told you months ago that it was recalled and they were going to, they're working on a fix. What's the status of that?
Yeah, well, they're working on it, Vince. I think they're close, so I'll update. The good news is the car's maintained its resale value, and because it is a car that will work, and I've spoken before about the advantage of a plug-in EV with that's also a hybrid, so it's called a PH. EV, plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. You basically have two gas tanks, then, one for gasoline and one for electricity. And, in fact, the electric side is fairly limited battery on these cars, and they're typically anywhere from 20 to 50 miles of EV range, but that's, you know, a lot for a lot of people's commute if you plug it in your garage. But then you have your gas tank, plus then you have the advantage of a hybrid. So what happens is the gasoline engine is a very efficient engine that's actually acting as a generator, generating electricity. So the car, even when it's burning gasoline, is continuing to be propelled by an electric engine powering the wheels, and it's a very efficient engine, and it's your, so forget about the plug-in portion of it. Just the fact that it's working as a hybrid can provide 50 miles per gallon to a lot of these vehicles, regardless of whether you have the added ability to have some pure electric plug-in range. So I think that's, you know, probably for the next 10 or 20 years, the vehicle that's really going to improve our mileage. And, you know, they're fairly easy to manufacture. They're reliable. And that's what it is. So I guess what I'm saying, Vince, is it works just fine on gasoline. So with the plug-in hybrids, the batteries are very small. So that's another advantage. So your risk of battery fires is diminished because the battery is so much smaller than these EVs that go 2, 3, 4, even some 500 mile range. So
with your hybrid, do you have a 12 volt automotive battery in addition that keeps the electronics working?
We do.
And has it ever failed? Left you
only when I haven't been driving the car, because it's detached from the other battery, so you gotta have a little activity or it goes dead.
How little activity? Like
every couple of weeks, take the car out.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, the salient points in today's lesson with Bert happen to be high-tech automobiles, massive recalls, not paying attention to details. I mean, this is a multi-million vehicle mistake. They were able to duplicate it so fast that it infected all of their vehicles. Bert, I have an announcement to make. Probably make it on Monday. So I just wanted to let you know.
I heard class might be expanding.
Well, it might be contracting too.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna look forward to that.
I really don't want to say what it is at this point. But you know how? Well, you know what board meetings are like. Just lots of yelling and screaming and, oh, gosh, we had a board of directors meeting here. I didn't want to make the decision by myself. It's a big decision. You know, the future of USA prepares. So, I don't want to be responsible for things like that. So, I called on the entire board. And
the intern,
was there.
Too, or?
No, just the board. Just
okay.
The board.
Okay.
And I don't like those kind of meetings. You know, lots of shouting and yelling and screaming. You know what they say? They say, you know, what happens in the boardroom stays in the boardroom. So I can't really share that. But, man, the only thing I wanted to do was I didn't want to be responsible. I just said, you know, look, I don't want to make this decision. So the whole board was there. Ultimately, we came to a decision. And you know how, well, the board said, look, Vinny, I don't think you should, I mean, the whole board said, I don't think you should make this announcement. I think you should bring in someone who is, you know, can speak the language very, very carefully, you know, kind of like bringing a lawyer in. And so
you didn't
I don't
go to Washington, did you?
Well, no. No, so
oh,
I,
okay.
I had a
don't
recommendation. The person who is going to make this announcement is brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and he really is. I'm not pandering. This gentleman is outstanding, and as a matter of fact, he will become part of the faculty, senior USA Prepares instructor, of which there are very, very few, senior USA Prepares instructors. You happen to be one. I'm not, but you are, and Dr. Sheely is. And Dr. Sergey is. I mean, there are very few. But anyway, I wanted to tell you that we have this announcement. And I don't want to say whether it's positive or negative at this point, but I will not be making it. I've asked someone else to do it. And the board said, that's a great idea. Great idea. You shouldn't do it, Vinny. So anyway, that's where we are. So I want to let you know, Bert.
Yeah. Well, Vince, as an instructor, will I still be instructing next week?
Well, if we're still on the air, yeah.
Okay. How about on the internet?
Yeah. If we're still, yeah. My plan is to keep us going, right?
Well, you got me in suspense, Vince. I think all of class is waiting to hear what's going to happen on Monday, or maybe we won't hear what's going to happen on Monday.
Right. That's right. But I can tell you this, that I believe that there's some people who are going to be delighted. I mean, not everybody likes us, but I'm sorry to say that. As hard as we try to do the right thing all the time, not everybody likes us. I mean, people say, you know what, it's not a good idea to teach people self-sufficiency. Heck, they won't need us. So knock it off. So those people don't like us. And then there are competitors, and they don't like us because we do a better job. The faculty of USA Prepares is the best in the world. So, you know, there's some jealousy involved. I can't help that. All they have to do, if they want to compete with us, they just need to step up their act. But, Bert, you know, seriously, about Volvo pulling the plug on electric vehicles, that's a massive, massive change back to where they were. That's incredible. The ignorance of corporate management and the board of directors to allow this. I mean, that tells you, Bert, it tells me and the class, that boards of directors in large corporations are nothing more than a rubber stamp and a meal ticket. Tell me
how. Well, no, I also see a report here. They're working on a steam engine propulsion system, burning wood.
You know, Adolf Hitler was launching
V-2
rockets.
Yeah, I was just joking on that one, Ben.
I know, but Adolf Hitler was launching V-1 and V-2 rockets with steam pistons. Yeah, he was. World War II. Well, Bert, I can't believe it. The amount of stupidity that we're seeing all the time is just incredible. Hey, Bert, you want to just for a few seconds talk about the Cybertruck and how, you know, the electric doors and the front trunk, they did a carrot test to see if they cut off the carrots by, you know.
Yeah, carrots lost some limbs, so to say.
Because of the electric powered doors. You do not need an electric powered door, and you don't need an electric powered trunk. You don't. Yep.
Yeah, well,
all right,
guy. Another recall, Ben.
Yeah, tune in on Monday, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.